I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hey, hackers. Sorry, there's like a lot of this kind of words like toxic masculinity. Like, it's just all over the place. Like, that's very toxic male. You're displaying very toxic masculine traits. And like, oh, toxic male, he was mansplaining me. Have you heard that? Mansplaining me? And I'm like, oh, look. I'm pretty sure mansplaining is like when someone is telling you crap that you already know. And that happens to me more with women than it does with men. I can't stand that. I can't stand it. Like, literally the other day someone's telling me, I'm going to have my birthday party at this venue. I'm like, oh, I love that place. And then they proceed to tell me all about it. I'm like, yeah, it's like one of my favorite places. And they still keep talking to me about it like I don't know. And I'm just like seething. And then I had another person talking to me the other day who was like telling me about, oh yeah, when we're in America, you know, it's like this. I'm like, yeah, I found that when I was there too. And she's like, oh, and you know, in America, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I just said I found that when I was there too, so you know I've been there too, right? You don't need to talk to me about it like I've never been. Anyway, that's a huge issue for me, massive trigger. I need to work on it. But lately, hackers, I've been really, pretty much this whole year has been really kind of about delving into the sacred feminine, divine feminine. And something that people don't talk about, like, there's all this bad publicity for toxic masculine, or should I say, they've got a very good marketing team, the toxic masculine team. They have a great marketing team. We've pretty much all heard the term. But have you ever heard of toxic feminine? Like, it doesn't really have the same ring to it, I guess, but that's only because toxic masculine has been, like, nailed into us, and we just hear it over and over and over and over and over, whereas toxic feminine, you may have never even heard of it before. It sounds strange even coming out my mouth, though I know it's real. So, basically, like, I've made an episode before saying, like, I don't believe in a toxic person, so I don't want to say that they are toxic. In this book that I have been reading, which is Rise, Sister, Rise by Rebecca Campbell, she says more, she puts it as unbalanced, so unbalanced feminine or unbalanced masculine. And let me just say, I can recognize some of it in myself. Some of it in my past self, some of it in myself when I get upset and I can go into this unbalanced feminine. So this is what are some of the characteristics of unbalanced feminine or toxic feminine: depressed, needy, codependent, overly sensitive, wallowing and self-pitying, bitter, self-doubting, victim, people pleaser, the good girl. Isn't that interesting? The good girl. Okay, so I guess the good girl wouldn't really necessarily be considered toxic, because I think people think toxic is that something that hurts other people. But the good girl is still unbalanced. Like, and the people pleaser, that's unbalanced. That's something that I have been most of my life, like the good girl, always trying to please people. And it still kind of rubs me up the wrong way if I don't please someone. Doesn't feel good, and it still makes me feel a little bit warm inside when someone calls me a good girl. So it's just like this kind of conditioning that we've had. So more of this unbalanced or toxic feminine is low self-esteem, dependent, unable to stand on your own two feet, gossiping, resentful, doesn't want to be happy. Look, I do find there are some people out there like this. They're a martyr. They don't want to be happy. They complain all the time to you, and then when you give them solutions, like, I know that's a masculine thing to do, is to like give solutions, because guys, they would have fixed things. They're very thoughtful. They just think, well, girl, listen, logically this is the answer. But we don't tell you our problems for you to fix them. We basically tell you our problems so that someone can hear them and they can see us and they can tell us that we're not crazy and that our feelings are valid. Basically, that's the whole reason that we tell you our problems. We just want someone to be on our side and to see where we're coming from and to hear our heart. Basically, that's it. If you hang in there long enough and you're like, and you just listen and you affirm her and you just say, babe, you're not crazy, look, this is the thing, then maybe she'll be open to like your solutions. But initially, pretty much, we're just airing it. If we actually want help, we will normally say, can you help me? Or I need, like, do you have any ideas? Like, we usually ask if we need help. We don't just vent for help. We vent for release and for affirmation and to be seen. So there's a little hack for you if any guys are listening or any girls. You need a reminder. Okay, so yeah, doesn't want to be happy, martyr, selfish, can't stand other people's happiness. Oof. Do you know when you know you're happy? When you see other people, like strangers or people that you know, laughing and happy and having a good time, and it makes you feel happy too. You know that feeling when you see some people who are having a good time or they're laughing and you just kind of like, just shut up. Oh, that's when you're bitter. Okay. Manipulative, scheming, controlling, spiteful, unable to express her needs, insecure, puts everyone else's needs ahead of her own. Look, this is not a good thing, girl. It is not a good thing. You need to fill your own cup first. In thought, compares self to others. So those are all some toxic/unbalanced feminine qualities. So I just want people to realize that masculine, there's divine or sacred, and there's unbalanced or toxic, just as there are for women, female, sacred feminine, and unbalanced or toxic feminine. It's not just a one-way thing. And the thing with this toxic masculinity is it's a kind of an agenda to make men not be men, like to shame them for being men. Like, yes, everyone has toxic traits, but and everything can get toxic. Everyone can get a bit toxic at times. It's just normally because they're hurting and they don't know what to do and they're trying to protect themselves. And so they're just acting out because they're in pain. That's normally what this is about. There are some head cases out there, but that's, you know, that's the minority. So I want people to be having more of a conversation about the fact that there is also toxic femininity, and females don't just get off the hook, okay? So there is an agenda for this toxic masculinity to make men be less manly. Because you know what happens when our men are less manly? Well, we're just going to have a weak world. We're going to have a weak people. It's not a good thing. I love a strong man, not just necessarily strong physically, but also strong in himself. Let me just read out the sacred masculine, okay? It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's strong, protective, worships the feminine, supportive, present, which present is such a... look, you know how they were like, you don't listen to anything I say, women say this to their men, and the man is often preoccupied with something. Well, there's normally a reason for that. And also, just as many women are unpresent. How many of my friends am I talking to and they're just like, yeah. And I'm like looking into their eyes and I'm like, you're not even fucking listening to me. Like, you're not being present. You're somewhere else. And look, I'm also guilty of this. I also sometimes am not being present. So anyway, this is the sacred side. They're active. They're proactive. They're abundant, powerful, provider, confident, physical, energized, passionate, heroic, courageous, able to be supported by the feminine. So they're happy to have that support. They don't feel intimidated by it. Able to surrender and to be held by the feminine. Beautiful. Just cry. Able to love unconditionally, in touch with feelings, but doesn't let them control him. Empowered, not threatened. Sorry, I mean, I don't understand why people have a problem with men. This is the sacred masculine. This is, obviously, we can't always be in our sacred all the time, but when we're not, it's mainly because our cup is empty. our cup is empty. I mean, life is throwing us some tough cards. I know that for me, the last couple of days, I've had a really, you know, when you kind of, when you have issues, I don't know how to say it. When things just aren't going right in relationships, and then when you have more than one happening at once, my God, I've just been walking around with this really heavy, sick feeling in my stomach. And it was really, I was just trying to, like, you know, you need to feel the feelings and stuff. And I'm like, just trying to see the good side of it. It's amazing that when one person reached out to me and apologized, straight away that feeling was gone. It's amazing how quickly it can heal. But also, I read something today which is so important. It's so important, and I think we may have touched on this before. It's about closure, and the fact that this was on the Rising Woman Instagram page. It's just the fact that you can't rely on receiving closure from someone else. They can't, basically what it said is that they can't give you the closure that you need anyway. You can't look for answers from them for leaving you, for hurting you, for whatever this happened. You can't rely on them for that. You need to trust that you have the power within yourself to heal. And I thought that was really beautiful. And how often does anyone really get closure? I was speaking to my friend about this recently, and it's very true. Like, I've had to create my own closure so many times, and there's not very many times when you sit down when you sit down with someone, especially if it's a friendship breakup, and you just talk about how, you know, it's not really working out and we're going to go our separate ways. That doesn't really happen. It just kind of drifts, or it happens kind of, it can happen quite suddenly, and there's just all this stuff, so you don't really talk about it. But it's like the closure isn't necessarily there, and you can't be giving your happiness to someone else, and you can't be thinking, I remember saying this to someone, I'm like, I just wasn't ready, and I just needed some closure, but that person couldn't give me closure. I couldn't receive it from them for whatever reason. So in this time, we have to take matters into our own hands, and we have to take care of ourselves. So, my point is this. There is divine masculine, there is divine feminine, there is both toxic and unbalanced feminine and masculine. Let's not blame the men. Stop blaming them. They've been fucked over by the patriarchy just as much as we have. They've been made to be something that they don't want to be. And women, it is actually, I know you don't want to hear this, but it's actually up to us to lead them. And it may sound weird, like, what? How am I supposed to lead them? But let me tell you the qualities of the sacred feminine. She is compassionate and wise. She's in touch with her ability to heal. That's the amazing thing for healers. Connected with nature and her seasons. She sees herself as whole. She loves unconditionally, fiercely protective of the planet and her children. She's sexual and wise and knows her power. She's intuitive and passionate. She's empathetic. She's understanding. She's a healer. She's fertile, creative, abundant, in flow with the rest of life. Provider of Shakti, assertive, a truth seeker, fills up her well, able to be supported, revered and adored by the masculine, and able to express anger and passion. I just read these things and I just think, my goodness. Yes, sometimes when I'm in those states, I just feel so, like, on fire. It's absolutely unreal. And because the masculine adores the divine feminine, he's easy to be supported to help him embrace his own divine masculine and to help him to rise up to that, because it is a rise up. You are rising up to your divine. It's not a step down. It's when you ask better of yourself. But you can only get better from yourself when you treat yourself well enough to deliver. So, ladies, while you may not want to hear this, we do have to help them become, to get into their sacred. It's not our responsibility, but we can lead. So there is toxic femininity and toxic masculinity, as with everything. And I just think it's really not talked about. Like those traits that I've read to you earlier about the unbalanced feminine, those are rife. Like I see myself in some of those things a fair bit, but no one's talking about it. And do you know what? People shouldn't be shamed for their unbalanced, for their toxicity. They shouldn't be shamed for it. Like no one wants to be around a toxic person. But instead of shaming them, offer them some tools to help them. Like if he's being toxic, which is destroying everything in his path. Look, and also I just want to note that we both, men and women, have feminine and masculine within us. So we can channel either. You're just going to have more of one or the other. So the toxic masculine is ruthless and does not think of anyone but himself. In the end justifies the means. Forceful, brutal, barbaric, selfish, egoistic. Sees himself as separate, arrogant, disconnected from the head up, weak, cruel, disconnected from emotions, easily threatened, cowardly, deceitful, stubborn, endures and strives when it is time to rest, headstrong. That's interesting. Endures and strives when it is time to rest. That could be pushing, like pushing yourself further than you should. So everyone has the ability to be any of these things. Like they're not solely for male and not solely for female, but that is the majority. And it's up to you really what you channel at the end of the day. It is. And if you want to be more in your divineness, in your divinity, in your sacredness, and to be more tapped into those traits, you can. You have the power. How can you do that, you may ask? Well, it's really different for everyone. I've spoken to some of my friends about this and how they get into the divine feminine. Some of them say music and different kinds of music as well. Some of them really enjoy Viking pagan music, and I listen to some. It's very earthy and grounding, and I think it'll depend on your background as to maybe what it feels like to you, but to me, yeah, it felt really powerful. Both sacred feminine and sacred masculine is powerful, don't get me wrong. Like no, neither is weak. The weak is when it's unbalanced or toxic. That's the weak. Yeah, so what's going to get you into your divine self can be different music. For women, I'm going to probably focus more on the female because I don't know as much about the male. What you need to do really is to tap in to yourself, and you have to feel it for yourself. When is it that you feel, men, when do you feel strong and protective and worship the feminine and supportive and present and active and proactive and abundant and powerful and provider and confident? When do you feel those things? Just pay attention to what is it that you're doing that's making you feel this way. Is it working with your hands? Is it exercising? Is it listening? Is it writing? I don't know what it could be to you. It could be different. For some of the women I spoke to, a lot of them, yes, said dancing or listening to music, even singing, having sex. I have to think now after I said sex. Having sex and... for me, it's like when I'm being creative, so writing or creating. And yeah, so it just really depends on you. Even I always love to sit in ceremony, have cacao, and dress sensually, wear something that makes me feel good in my own skin. Can even be scents. Different scents can make you feel more in your body. It's really what it is about getting out of your head and into your body. And how can you do that? Maybe it's having a bath. Maybe it's going for a run. Maybe it's having a piece of Vegemite toast. It really depends on you. So I guess that's what I wanted to share with you today. That there is also toxic femininity, and that's what it is. I've said it to you now. And also how you can tap into your own sacredness and channel your divine self. Those are some ways. There's probably a lot more to it. There's so many ways. There's so many things. I've been changing up my routines and even how I eat and train around my cycle. And since doing that, it's definitely helped me tap more into my intuition. But there's so many things. You just have to try what works best for you and take note of that, whether you write it down or just think it, like make a mental note of it, or maybe just talk about it with someone. It'll help you to tap in. So I hope this episode has helped you and taught you a few things. Both of those are so beautiful, the sacred feminine and sacred masculine. Of course, we all have those in us. I know sometimes when I have my nieces and nephews, I can feel very protective. But then that's both sacred feminine and sacred masculine. Something happens when I've got someone to care for. When I have the kids or my brothers are here, it's like tapping into something, and it just feels really beautiful. I just feel like taking care of them. I'm just more like a domestic goddess. I'm just, it's really quite wonderful. So it's really, you just need to take note of what things make you feel a certain way and do more of that. That's all it is. If you're feeling really good, think back. Hang on, what have I done? Did I just go for a walk? Did I have a good conversation with my mother? Did I do this? Did I eat something in particular? Did I watch something? Did I listen to certain music? Just pay attention. There's so much right at our fingertips if only we pay attention. So thank you, hackers. I just wanted to say, if you want to hear more, like if you want to talk more about the divine feminine, I'm so for that. I'm all here for it, but I want to hear some feedback from you. If you would send me a message maybe on my Instagram, and that is bellcarter.official, or maybe it's bell.carterofficial. Bellcarter, BELLECARTER. .official on Instagram. Send me a DM and let me know, because I would really love to hear your thoughts, because I want to start talking more about this. And if it doesn't resonate, I would love for you to also tell me, Belle, we actually want to hear more of this. Like, what's hacked as about divine feminine? Look, the divine feminine is hacked as, okay? It is. Once you tap into that, you tap into so much. Oh my God. I have not even touched the tip of the freaking iceberg of this with the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine as well. It is hacked as. All right, you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.